Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're digging the Rock and Roll Heaven Podcast with LD Will the Thrill and TJ2. Hello!
Hey guys, welcome to Rock and Roll Heaven, the podcast where we talk about the lives, careers, and deaths of famous musicians. I am your host, LD. Along with me for the ride, as always, is Will the Thrill.
To that, I say greetings and salutations.
Oh.
That was a good one.
That was, it was okay. I wouldn't say it was okay. It's fine. It'll do.
I was happy with it.
What are you drinking?
This would be the Dragon's Milk Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
That sounds delightful if I drank beer.
Meal in a glass.
Mm. And along with me for the ride, too, is my brother from the exact same mother, TJ2, the Deuce. What are you doing? Are you foaming an espresso?
That's coffee. I feel like the caffeine will give me an improved level of mental acuity.
We're conducting an experiment. Yeah, you have caffeine. I have alcohol. We'll see who prevails.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Hang on one second, guys. I need to take a quick phone call. Hang on. This is important.
Like in the middle of the intros?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Hang on.
Okay, so LD, in super professional fashion, is leaving to take a phone call.
Yeah, just after the intro, mind you.
Right.
Leaving us to our own devices.
Didn't introduce this week's storyteller or anything.
I know. It's just like...
I don't even know what's going on.
Hello, I'm Holly Happenstance. How are you guys doing today?
Holly Happenstance?
Ooh.
Holly Happenstance. And I'm the new host of America's favorite game show, Slap Those Nuts.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow.
We played this last time.
What happened to Wanky Man or whatever his name was?
I killed him.
Oh, good.
Wow, this went dark all of a sudden.
I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody, but seriously, nobody's going to miss him.
Yeah, nope. Not even his wife and family.
I don't trust Holly all entirely. I don't know about you.
He's a war criminal.
So, Holly Happenstance is quite a name for somebody who hosts a game show. I mean, that's like having a quarterback named Flingy McStrongarm.
Yeah, it's my married name.
How fortunate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like an offensive lineman named like Fatty O'Blockgood, or a punter named Strongy McHardfoot, or, you know, something like that. Crazy.
Let's introduce our two contestants. Number one, we have Mr. Am I reading this correctly? Will the Thrill. How did you get that name?
Funny you should ask. It's just funny you should ask if you don't know the answer.
There's going out of sword, yeah.
Wonderful. And then TJ2, the Deuce. How did you get the Deuce? And how did you get TJ?
Because I take really stinky poops.
That's why.
That's accurate. Okay, guys, are we ready for the first round?
Absolutely. You can turn my D, Vanna.
All right. The first round is called Dead Canadian or Both.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Okay, so let's go in alphabetical order. TJ, you're up first.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm going to name a series of musical artists. You have to tell me if they're dead, if they're Canadian, or if they're both.
Okay, this is going to be a train wreck, but I'm ready.
That's what I was hoping for. All right, here we go. All right, artist number one. Peter Steele.
Dead.
Correct. Gordy Doughty.
Dead and Canadian.
Correct. Yay. Kevin McMichael.
Canadian.
Incorrect. He's both dead and Canadian. Oh. All right. Michael Nesmith.
Dead.
Correct. Okay. This one might be a tough one. Paul Anka.
Canadian.
Correct.
Well, he was in a bowling alley.
Diana Krall.
Canadian.
Correct. All right. Neil Young.
Canadian.
Correct. All right. And then we have Jeff Healey.
Oh, dead and Canadian.
Correct. Okay. Jan Arden.
Ooh, Canadian.
Correct. Well done, Mr. TJ2.
Wow.
You only missed one.
Jeez.
Kevin McMichael was both dead and Canadian.
Several of those probably smell bad because I was pulling those out of my posterior.
That's why you're called the deuce.
Exactly.
Well done. All right. Will, do you feel intimidated?
I feel pretty good about this one. Okay, fair enough.
All right. Here we go. Your first one is Leonard Cohen, dead or Canadian or both?
I believe he is both dead and Canadian.
Correct. Monty Norman.
Dead.
Correct. Anne Murray.
She is a Canadian.
Correct. Terry Melcher.
Dead.
Correct. Dave Brubeck.
Dead.
Correct. Okay. Terry Clark.
Dead and Canadian.
Incorrect. They're only Canadian.
Nuts.
Bill Withers.
Dead.
Correct. Les Emerson.
Dead.
Incorrect. They're dead and Canadian. All right. Your final one. Your time of redemption. Oscar Peterson.
Dead.
Incorrect. Dead and Canadian.
Nuts.
And that brings us to the end of our first round. Dead Canadian or both? And it looks like TJ2 is in the lead right now. Hang on, I have to do math. And we all know that's no good. I should be making cookies.
I can feel your pain on that. If I have to count to 21, I've got to take my pants off.
Wow.
I will say,
inappropriate.
That joke aside, this is going better than last time when I picked caddy as my word.
That was a failure.
I love the reminder. Thanks, Holly.
Anytime.
If it makes you feel any better, we'll throw the guy who put you in that position, he's dead.
But is he Canadian? I don't know.
We'll never find out.
Good question.
And they'll never know who did it. All right. So it looks like when it comes to round one, it's 8-6. TJ. Okay. So yeah. This round is extremely sadistic.
Oh, good.
It's called Your Own Episode. All right.
No.
So in this round, I'm going to ask you questions based on information that you presented in your own episodes.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to suck at this so bad.
Oh, I was hoping for it.
Yeah, okay. Dead Canadian or both is going to be like a rub and tug compared to this. Oh, God, I have to remember things I said. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah, I had to re-listen to all those episodes. So think how I feel.
I'll take a rip torn to block, please.
Different game show. Also not on the air. Nope. Shadow Stevens is nowhere near me.
Oh, okay. Shadow. R.I.P.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what episode it was in, and then I'll ask you a question about that episode. Okay. So,
oh boy.
First question. Travis, you go first.
Okay.
In the episode for Tammy Wynette, Tammy was called the first lady of country music after she hit a milestone. What was that milestone?
She was the first woman in country music to sell a million.
Correct. Oh, my goodness. Okay. In your Tom Petty episode, You said that there was someone that was considered the best vocalist in the Traveling Wilburys. Who was the best vocalist?
Roy Orbison.
Correct. Okay. In your Rick James episode,
oh Lord,
you told us a story about Mike Tyson beating up Rick James at a party. Now, who was sitting with Mike the next time Mike saw Rick?
There were two people. It was Alfonso Ribeiro and Ricky Schroeder.
Holy cow, you got that correct. Wow.
In the Rick James episode, you said I was just going to cut in and say the word cocaine about 5,000 times.
You wouldn't be wrong. Now, Eddie Van Halen, what did Eddie and Alex's father ask him to do before he died?
To stop drinking.
Correct. Wow. All right. Now, here's a fun one. What was the first official episode you did?
Oh, as a host? As an actual, like, ordained host?
Oh, nope. You hosted. No one was ordained at any point. We are not a church. We are merely a cult. But what was your first episode?
First episode I did was Pat D'Anizio.
You are correct.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done, sir. Okay. All right. Oh. Now, Mr. Will the Thrill.
Oh, boy.
Are there any more stuff we said previously questions, or is that going to be the only one?
That's going to be the only one.
Thank God you didn't ask any David Cassidy questions.
You're welcome.
I'm convinced there's an episode I don't remember doing, but please go ahead.
Probably. Will the Thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your questions.
Oh, boy.
In the episode about Nick Cordero, what was Nick's wife's name?
Megan?
Incorrect. It was Amanda. Amanda Klutz.
Oof. Off to a good start here.
Too bad. Okay. Jim Croce. Okay. In the episode about Jim Croce, Jim was paid how much money a week to write songs at Capitol Records?
$60?
Incorrect. It was $200 a week.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Whitney Houston. Do you remember your episodes on Whitney Houston? I hope so.
We'll see.
Okay. Whitney Houston took a strange trip once. Where did she go?
She went to Africa. It's a country. It's a specific country that, what's it called?
It didn't go well. It was very strange, very weird.
It was a religious trip.
Helping you out. Where do you go for religious experiences? What
Israel?
Country? Yay!
Oh, it's not Africa.
There
Israel.
You go. Ooh, incorrect. Okay.
If you keep helping them, I'm going to suspect that the two of you are sleeping together or something.
That is quite an accusation.
Not a chance. I'm asexual. All right. Mr. Will the Thrill, your episode's on Doug Hopkins. Doug Hopkins, you said a quote during one of your episodes for Doug Hopkins. So who said the quote, "Take your broken heart and make it art"?
This is finally one I remember, and that would be the late, great Carrie Fisher.
Very good. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Now, Will the Thrill. This is actually going to be a very difficult question. What was the first episode you ever appeared on?
It was a River Phoenix one. The Viper. It was the Viper and something, but it was about River Phoenix.
Incorrect.
Really?
You were only a partial host on that. You actually took the reins on A Little History, Segregation in Music. I'm sorry. So it looks like, if my math is correct...
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, Will, you have 8, and TJ has 13.
Oof.
Yay.
That sounds about right.
Okay, so for our third round...
I'll take potables for 500.
Not the game show. That's Jeopardy, and I am... much better looking than Ken Jennings.
Hey, can I bid $1, Bob?
No, you cannot. Different game. Moving on.
Okay.
Will, you do have a chance to make up a little bit of ground. because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys the clue. And then basically I want to hear ding. And the person that I hear ding first will actually get to answer. So it's a little, I'm actually watching our Zoom link. So whatever box lights up first, that's the person that gets chosen. And this is called how'd they get their name. So for example, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The clue would be these Southern rock heroes chose their name in a spirit of rebellion. It was a tongue-in-cheek swipe at Lynyrd Skynyrd, the high school gym teacher who had clashed with them in their younger days, having long hair, which was against school policy. Now, of course, I would take out the gym teacher's name, but you would have to tell me it was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Are we clear?
As mud.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to read the clue. So please give me just a moment to get the last word out and then ding in, okay? We'll see how much we fail at this. Which band got its name by taking the first letter of the names of all of the band letters?
Ding.
Yes, Will the Thrill.
I believe that's ABBA.
Correct. Oh my goodness. Will's on the board. Great. Okay. Band number two. They started out in the 60s as the Ivies, but by the end of the decade, the name started to seem a little too quaint. After signing to the Apple label, the Beatles' right-hand man, Neil Aspinall, came up with the name. It's likely based on something called Blank Blank Boogie, which was the original working title for Ringo Starr's With a Little Help from My Friends.
Ding.
Yes, TJ2.
Badfinger.
Correct.
Nice.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to question number three.
Badfinger, yeah.
This one took a winding path into the Rock Canyon. Poet William Blake's 18th century post-French Revolutionary book, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, inspired Aldous Huxley to give a masculine-soaked 1954 tome titled The Doors of Perception, which led to this band finding their name.
Ding.
Ding.
Will the Thrill, you dinged first.
But that would be... No, I dinged first.
His lit up first.
That would be The Doors?
Yeah, I think this... The, yeah, the...
We're not sleeping together, I assure you. All right. Maybe this time you'll get it. Unsurprisingly, this band came up with their name while on drugs. Paging through a folklore dictionary, one of the band members stumbled upon the term, which related to the souls of an unburied dead person expressing karmatic gratitude to someone who arranged for their eventual burial. Legions of death metal bands would doubtly come to resent the fact that the hippies beat them to this one.
Ding.
TJ.
The Grateful Dead?
Correct. All right. Moving right along. We're like two birds of a feather. Okay. Much in the vein of Led Zeppelin, who released their debut the year after these San Diego Soldiers did, this band arrived with a name out of a desire to combine two contrasting elements which would simultaneously represent something heavy and something airborne.
Ding.
Will the Thrill.
Led Zeppelin?
Incorrect. TJ2, do you have a guess?
Something light and airborne. The Jefferson Airplane?
Something heavy and something airborne. But no, incorrect. It was Iron Butterfly.
It's like Ed Orgeron sings.
All right. If neither of you get this right, I am not related to either one of you.
Nope, you're not related to me.
After receiving an inheritance following his mother's death, this young man isolated himself in an apartment for Dallas for more than 3 years before finally moving to Los Angeles, where he formed his first band called Blank Blank Soul. It was based on a cruel nickname given to him by his high school football coach. Also, his father called him this. We were literally talking about him off mic.
No clue.
Will the Thrill, do you have a clue?
No, I don't. And the score would indicate that.
All right. You both failed. It was Meatloaf.
The loaf.
Yes.
Oh.
Marvin Lee a Day. We were literally just talking about him. Yep. I threw that in because I thought it'd be easy.
Oh, crumbs.
I overestimated your intelligence.
That happens a lot.
All right. This is actually a term used in reference to amphetamine users. Used to reference amphetamine users.
Bing?
Yes, Will the Thrill.
The Lemonheads?
Oh, so close. No. TJ2, tear to KK's stab at that.
Fastball?
No, also very good guess, but no, it was Motorhead. Oh. Motorhead, yes.
Oh, man. Shouldn't have known that. Okay.
Okay. Four more of these. Now, the pop-loving British art rockers got their names from W.H. Davies' 1908 memoir, The Autobiography of a Blank Blank, in which the Welsh writer, who coincidentally shares a surname with one of the members, Rick, detailed his wandering, hard-scrambled early days.
Ding.
Yes, TJ2.
I really have no idea, but Def Leppard.
Incorrect. I think I've stumped you boys with this.
I was thinking Rick Allen, but no.
Will, do you care to take a stab at it?
Named Rick. That's where I'm getting hung up. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, it won't count for points, but T, what do you think
it is? Yes?
Incorrect. It was Supertramp.
Oh.
Oh.
Good, my stranger.
This is possibly one that you guys should be able to get. Supposedly.
I thought Supertramp took their name from my sister.
She's here. She'd be offended.
She's going to burn your car down when you're not looking. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Supposedly, it was June Fairchild, then girlfriend of Danny Hutton, who came up with the name of this band. She had apparently heard a story about Australians sleeping outdoors who would lie down in a ditch and then use dingoes for warmth on the coldest of nights.
Ding,
ding.
Yes, Will the Thrill.
Three Dog Night?
Correct!
I love Three Dog Night.
They are good. Okay. Now, this one should be fairly easy for both of you. Inspired by a classic 1932 Bela Lugosi horror film, this band named themselves Blank Blank and quickly became one of the pioneers of industrial metal.
Ding.
Yes, TJ2.
Nine Inch Nails.
Incorrect. Ugh. Will the Thrill, care to take a stab at it?
It's Blank Blank, so it's not Ministry.
Based on a Bela Lugosi horror film.
I mean, not Dracula. It's
5 seconds.
I don't know.
All right. I'll give you guys a hint because honestly, at this point, I just feel pity for you. The lead later became a horror film director himself.
Oh.
You can ring in if you think you know it.
Dang.
Yes.
White Zombie.
Correct. All right. We have a tie right now. But I feel like I know who's going to get this one. Sorry, Will the Thrill. This Texas trio's name is rooted in the guitar man's blank blank blues obsession. He originally considered combining the name of two bluesmen, Mr. ZZ Hill and BB King. But when ZZ King didn't seem quite right, this person made a slight shift to the band's name.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, TJ2.
Well, the band's name is ZZ Top, but the way you phrased it, the answer would be Dusty Hill or
Billy Gibbons, maybe?
Or Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
Well, the Texas Trio's name is rooted in guitar man Billy Gibbons' blues obsession. Yes, you are correct.
I got you. I'm sorry.
All right. ZZ Top. Okay. All right, let me do some math talk amongst yourselves.
I wonder if you would have accepted the Zombies for ZZ Top.
They did tour as the zombies.
Yeah, the other zombies, right?
They're the actual zombies who I think had actually broken up by that
time. And they were touring as the zombies, and it was all very confusing.
There were several bands that toured under the moniker the zombies, but yeah.
You and your co-hosts should cover that one day, the strange tour of the zombies.
Yeah, that sounds real crackerjack. Are you using an abacus?
Pretty close. My own fingers.
Well, you said we were tied and I got the last one, so this wouldn't seem hard.
No, I'm doing it for all three rounds because we've only got one round left and then we had the winner's round.
Well, I was up five.
Yeah, we're up at least five.
I was up five. And then...
Yeah, but I did the math in my head, so it doesn't count.
Oh,
boy. I do think I was up five. I don't know. I have no idea what happened in that last one other than I tanked pretty much. But
okay. I've got the numbers after this round. Travis, you have 17. Will, you have 12.
Oof.
Okay. All right.
All right. This one should be a lot of fun. It's called, probably in a visual medium, this would make more sense. Or, as I like to call it, album covers.
Sweet.
An album cover.
Well, this is going to go well.
Since yes.
You can't say anything.
All right. In the audio medium.
So this is how we're going to choose who goes first. Travis, you're in the lead. Would you like to go first or would you like to go second?
I'll go second.
Okay, then Will the Thrill.
I defer. Okay.
This round for fight. So the first question is, Boston's first album cover depicts a flying spaceship. On closer inspection, what does the spaceship resemble?
I believe it's a guitar.
You would be correct.
Woo!
All right. Now, TJ2, question's yours. On the original cover of the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers, there was something that actually moved. What was it?
It was a zipper.
You are correct.
on a men pair of men's pants.
You are correct. Do you know who those person's pants are?
Was it Mix?
Everyone denies actually being the model. There are a number of people who claim that the crotch featured on that was theirs. Warhol actually, and yes, Warhol did do the album cover, never revealed who it was, but many people believe that Mick Jagger posed for it, but he has subsequently denied it. So it still remains a mystery in the annals of rock. All right. Mr. Will the Thrill.
He said annals.
Your child is next to you. The lessons she's learning. The Beatles' Yellow Submarine cover featured the submarine, the group, and other characters. However, there was small print below the title of the UK version. What did it say?
I have no idea.
TJ, do you care to try to steal?
The Beatles?
Incorrect. It was small print that said, "Nothing is real." The US version did not have that, by the way. Okay, whose turn is it? It's TJ's turn. There we go.
Mine.
All right. Not specifically who, but who was on the front of the Allman Brothers, Brothers and Sisters?
Boy. Dwayne Allman.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Yes, it was Valor Trucks, the son of Butch Trucks.
Oh, wow.
Drat.
Yes. All right. So, Mr. Will the Thrill, are you ready?
As I'm going to be.
Question number five. On the back cover of the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You, it featured which members of the band covered by tattoos?
I believe it's Keith.
You are correct.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Jethro Tull, this is for you, TJ. Jethro Tull's Songs from the Woods features a tree stump on the back cover. What is the stump being used as?
A chair?
Incorrect. Will, do you care to try to steal?
Is it part of the drum set?
Incorrect. It was a record player.
Ah.
A record player. Now, for some strange reason, I put 7 questions on here. So we're going to play a little game called Ding In First if you have an answer, okay? Okay? All right. Since both of you are woefully failing at this one, I will never do this again.
This is tough.
I'm so sorry this is that hard. I apologize. All right. What happened when you applied water to the inner sleeve of Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor?
Ding.
Yes, TJ2.
The color changed.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
And that round, you guys tied. So, TJ, you have 19 points. Will, you have 14, and that makes Will the loser. All right, Will.
Loser.
Will, do you have anything that you would like to say to the audience?
I just think it's an expectation at this point, week after week during these, that I will come up short. So good luck in the final round, DJ.
You should get a strange phone call out of nowhere. So maybe next time you could spare yourself the humiliation or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, if only.
Probably a good idea.
I can only be so lucky.
If that happens, Holly, that means that you're probably going to be dead. But yeah, whatever.
Chances are I'm not long for this earth. All right. TJ, for the final round, this is called...
No whammies, stop.
What decade? I am going to give you an artist. You are going to have to tell me the decade that their first album was released. You will get bonus points, which don't really matter, but I like giving points if you can tell me what the first album was and the exact year.
Okay. So
there's a possible 3 points for every one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your first one, Lady Gaga.
Ooh, the alt.
Correct. Do you know what precise year?
I have no idea.
Do you know the album name?
I'm clueless.
Okay, moving right along. The Violent Femmes.
Ooh, the 1980s.
Correct. Do you know their first album?
Yeah, I sure don't. I just remember, and a blister in the sun.
You are correct. It was an earworm. All right, moving right along. 9 Inch Nails.
I think this is a trick question. I think it's actually the 1980s.
You are correct. What year?
Oh, jeez. I think they were about 89?
Give me 1 year.
89.
You are correct. Do you know the name of their first album?
I don't. I'm just going to guess Pretty Hate Machine, although I don't think that's correct.
You are correct.
All right.
Okay. Since we're looping back around to the first thing that we ever talked about, John Prine.
Ooh, Prine was 1970s.
Correct. Do you know what year?
I should. 1975?
Incorrect, 1971. Do you know the name of the album?
Unless it was John Prine, I do not.
It was John Prine.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try believing in yourself. That's the takeaway from this show.
Or listen to the episodes that you do.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Elton John.
Oh. The 1960s.
Correct. What year?
65.
Incorrect. 69. Do you know the name of that album?
I do not.
Your sister would. It's Empty Sky.
Ah, okay. Didn't you kill her or something? I can't remember.
Oh, shoot. That's right. No, she took a phone call. She's on a phone call. Yep.
She's dropping a hot one or something. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
It sounds important. Anyway, okay. Mr. Elvis Presley.
Oh, now this might be a trap. Because his first songs came out in the 50s, but when did his first album come out? I'm going to say 50s anyway.
You'd be correct. What year?
Ooh, man, 56?
You are correct.
Wow.
1956. What was the name of that album?
Again, unless it's Elvis Presley, I have no idea.
I heard it's 2 different album names. One is Elvis Presley, one's Rock and Roll. I'm going to give it to you. All right. Pink Floyd.
I believe their first album, well, if you go back to the original incarnation, I'm going to say it would be late 1960s.
You are correct. What was the name of the album?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right. Do you have a year?
1968.
Incorrect. 67.
Giant Flying Pig.
Nope. It is The Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
Okay.
All right. Another Elvis. Elvis Costello.
1970s.
Correct. Do you have a year for me?
Oh, gosh. 78.
So close. 77.
Ooh.
All right. Do you have an album name for me?
Was it My Aim is True?
You are correct. All right. Okay, next. N.W.A.
1980s.
Correct. Do you have a year?
1987.
So close again. 88. What was that album name?
Straight Outta Compton.
Correct. Okay. Here's one. The Stooges.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stooges, I'm going to say 1970s.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Do you have a possible year for me?
1980?
1969.
Oh, wow. Oh, missed that big time.
Yeah. And the name?
Okay. I have no idea.
It was just the Stooges.
The Stooges, okay.
All right.
Did not realize they went back that far.
That's why I put it on there.
Yeah.
All right, because I am a sadistic woman.
You're a horrible person who is going to get the ending that she deserves by our next Flatmates episode. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Van Halen.
1970s.
Correct. Do you have a year for me?
It was 1978.
You are correct. And what is that name?
It was called Van Halen.
Do you take everything back you just said?
About the you dying or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. All right, The Cars.
Ooh, I think The Cars are going to be 19. Ooh, that's a hard one. 70s or 80s. I'm going to say maybe they slipped one in late 70s.
You'd be correct. Ooh. And what year would that be?
79.
Incorrect, 78.
Okay.
And the album name?
I think it was eponymous.
It was. You are correct. All right. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, 1960s.
Correct. What year?
I believe it was 1969.
You'd be correct. And what would be the album name?
Led Zeppelin.
Correct. All right. That was a hat trick. You got a turkey there, buddy. Gobble, gobble.
People don't get real creative with their first album now, do they?
They do not. Yeah. Seems like they're failing at creativity, even though what they're doing is extremely creative. All right. The Velvet Underground.
Oh, The Velvet Underground. 1960s.
You are correct. What year?
68?
No, always going in the wrong direction. 1969.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a name for me?
Was it The Velvet Underground and Nico?
You are correct.
Nice.
All right.
I think they only did like one album.
Doesn't matter. It's on this list.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. The Icelandic Princess Bjork.
I'm going to say, solo?
Solo.
Her solo record. Oh, that's going to be hard. 1990s.
You are correct. Do you have a year for me?
1992.
So close. 93. Do you know what the name of that debut album was?
I'm a Freak.
Just because it's right doesn't mean it's actually right. It was Debut, which is hilarious.
Yeah, which is another super creative title. Yes. Yeah.
All right. The Pretenders.
Oh, The Pretenders probably started in the 1970s.
You would be correct. What year?
Oh, 77.
Incorrect. 1979. And the name of their album would be?
The Pretenders.
You are correct. All right.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty good guess.
It's usually just a good guess. All right. So, Taylor Swift. Swifties. This one's for all the Swifties out there.
She would be the alt.
Correct. What year?
I think she was about 2006.
You are correct. And what would be the name of that fabulous 2006 premiere?
Taylor Swift.
You're correct. All right. Okay, here's a tough one. Ringo Starr.
Ooh.
Yeah, got you on this one, didn't I?
Oh, boy, Ringo. I'm going to say 1970s.
Correct. What year?
1974.
No, 1970. It was called okay. What?
I was easily replaceable.
Incorrect. My notes tell me that it was Sentimental Journey.
And I'm just kidding. Ringo's actually a very good drummer.
He's okay. All right. We have two more left in this round. Two more.
All right. Okay.
Bobby Darin.
Oh, Bobby Darin. Okay. The 1960s.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Do you have a year for me?
Oh, 58.
You're correct. Wow. All right. And the name of that album is?
Bobby Darin.
You are correct.
Let me try it again. Let me start with the authority. It's Bobby Darin.
Correct. Will, do you want to say? I'm going to give you the floor for a minute. Tell me from your gut, from your bravado, what was the name of the best president ever?
The best, like, United States president?
Yes. Why would I ask about any other president?
William Howard Taft.
There you go. You're correct.
He really wasn't, but that's okay.
He was not. He had to have a special bathtub. All right. The final question. Are you ready, T? This is for the whole enchilada,
entire
burrito. Nirvana.
Absolutely. Can you throw in some chalupas or anything? Or
sure. Yokiro Taco Bell.
Queso.
That's just cheese. Sure.
And guac.
I got that for you. You're stalling.
Okay,
Nirvana.
Good.
Nirvana.
Nirvana. Ooh, first one would have been I think it was the 1980s.
You would be correct. What year?
Pretty close. 89?
You are correct. And the name of that album?
Was it Bleach?
You are correct.
Nice.
Excellent. You made the same sounds as you do when you do your Manfred Mann's reference of the podcast. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for looking. Hang on. Excuse me. What are you doing? No. Get out of my chair. What are you doing? Get out. What the hell is happening here? Guys, get out. Get out. Go. No. I don't know who you are. Leave. Thank you. God. Hey guys, I'm so sorry. What's going on?
There was a game show.
The show was commandeered by Holly Happenstance, and we did a game show, and I won. And either it was all a dream, like the last episode of Newhart. One of those.
She's a demonically bubbling person.
Huh? Yeah, she tried to knife me on the way out. I didn't know that she was like packing, but
So it wasn't a dream then.
No, she just left. She tried to shank me on her way out. Took a phone call. That was all I did.
We're gonna have some bad news to share with you about Wank, but we'll talk about it off air.
Probably for the best.
No, I really liked Wank. What happened? Did he get fired?
Yeah, sure. In a manner of speaking.
Okay, I mean, maybe we'll see him next time then.
No, probably never again.
All right. So do we still need to do the show? I mean, are we good?
No,
we done?
No, I'm pretty well burned out. How about you, Will?
I mean, it was another crowning defeat for me. So
it's probably best we put a stop to this.
Like Graham Chapman and Monty Python's silly. I'm putting a stop to it.
I am really sorry about that. Well, I mean, I guess congratulations, Travis. Yay.
Hey, thanks.
Yep, yeah. Well done.
Yay, me.
Well, I mean, hey, it was easy for me to just show up and then take a phone call. It's like Elliot Landy all over again. Huh. Oh, well, I guess since we're done, I'll do the socials and we'll say goodnight, I guess.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Well, if you guys like what we're doing, you can throw us money if you'd like. You can do that at patreon.com/rockandrollheaven. You can check us out at Twitter, rockandrollLT, our Instagram, rockandrollheavenLT, our Facebook is rockandrollheavenpod, our website, still not saying it, fools. And then our TikTok is rockandrollheavenpod. And you could also email us at rockandrollheavenlt@gmail.com. And please make sure to check out all the other awesome Pantheon podcasts at pantheonpodcast.com. Also, I am producing another podcast called Basic. It is with Jen Chaney of Vulture and Vice. And it also stars Doug Herzog, who is a former TV executive for things like Comedy Central and all that good stuff. And, you know, every week they talk to different celebrities about Basic Cable. And so I produce that show. I'm the assistant producer for that show. And there's a lot of that team that's also on this show. So
it's a great, the guests are amazing on that show.
Yeah, the guests are amazing. We've got some really cool people coming up. And one of them is I'm freaking out. So yeah, you know, it's awesome, but they're up for an award. And so all the numbers totally help. So if you guys could head over to thesignalawards.com and click vote now and search for Basic and give them a vote. It would be awesome because we'd love to win our first award. And hopefully next year we will be up for one if people love us like they love Basic. But for now, go over there and help them get a Signal Award. Yay! In the arts and culture, I think. Arts and culture. But yeah, that's pretty much it. But I'll also put the link in the show notes. So if you guys want to head over and vote, that would be amazing. Oh, I guess we have to tell you guys, number one, TJ, you have to reconcile a failure from a last episode and last year. You actually lost Whamageddon last year. You said you won. I actually was going back in our Facebook page and I found a post where you had actually posted that you were out.
Yeah, but y'all had already lost. You were already dead.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's an individual game that we're playing together.
Now we are both out. Yeah. So
we are both out.
Yeah.
T, your sister went to Wamhalla in Walmart.
Yeah, that was that was an oversight.
it really
especially
was.
Since you had just earlier that day bragged about how you have put on the noise canceling headphones and run in and out of stores, and you don't hear anything, and people think you're weird, and you don't care, and then you just walked on into Walmart willy-nilly, and Andrew Ridgely got you.
I was with Will the Thrill in Walmart, and then here's the other thing. I would have been out anyway, because we went to the mall later on, and I found this store called Petland, and they have puppies, and you can play with them, and I saw a Pomeranian, and so I asked to please play with the Pomeranian, and so we were sitting playing with the Pomeranian, and then they played the song. So
but it
was
a cover, wasn't it?
No, it was not.
Oh, that was the original.
It was the original versions. But if I went out the first time playing with Pomeranian, it would have been so worth it. But instead, I went out in Walmart.
I got in at a Five Guys in Duluth. So
I feel like that was my fault. So just so you know, two of the three hosts of Rock and Roll Heaven have ascended to Whamhalla, and we will have to see you next year. But just to wrap up this episode, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Check us out next week when we do our In Memoriam, where we cover all of the artists that we can that passed away this previous year. We'll also do a recap on our draft. So boys, write your stuff down again, because we're just going to give a recap, because after that, we start our series on Stephen Sondheim, and then we'll be diving into our draft picks from 2021. Anything else, guys?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, Mr. TJ2.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Unless you want me to do some more dumb game show references.
No, I'm good. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the audience?
Bye, buddy.
All right. Will the Thrill?
I'm going to go cower in defeat, but good night, everybody.
All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a great one. Now I gotta go find that Holly, and I'm gonna hit that Holly with my car.
my intellect on national TV against a plumber and an architect, both with a PhD. I was tense, I was nervous, I guess it just wasn't my night. Art Fleming gave the answers, oh, but I couldn't get the questions right.
And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.